This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Crash on the table.
Who's been arrested?
But the Versa also offers a fit bitch coat. Oh, oops. Fit bitch. I mean, again, I said it again.
I did it again.
Fit bitch coat. You got it.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and Trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. I hate to start first with a sad story, and this one, you know, we were in the middle of a segment 30 minutes ago when I pointed up to show you Anthony Bourdain, a guy to me that I was just fascinated by, is dead at 61. CNN has confirmed Bourdain's death on Friday, said the cause of death, even more sad, suicide.
The CNN story about his life calls him the Elvis of bad boy chefs.
Well, he was one of those guys, man. He had that air about him.
Yeah, he's such a good storyteller, and that he's got a great voice because he did a lot of stuff for radio, and his radio voice was so soothing and everything, but he was just interesting to watch his CNN show all the time.
You're right.
No reservations.
He had such a presence to him, and when he would talk, the way he could paint words, and it didn't matter what country he was in, it didn't matter what he was eating, it became a fascinating dish, and he seemed to really just love food and drink that much, and he made you want to experiment with food and drink.
He was asked about his interview style. I'm reading the story on CNN, and the way he approached doing interviews, and he goes, I got the best answers by asking the simplest questions. What makes you happy? What do you eat? What do you like to cook? And he says, that's when I got the most astonishing answers. It doesn't have to be a very elaborate question, just a very simple question, and let them do the talking.
Well, Bourdain was in France working on an upcoming episode of his award-winning CNN series. His close friend found him unresponsive in his hotel room, cause of death, suicide, and really disturbing because, you know, Kate Spade was earlier this week, and they say suicide, in this article, growing problem in the U.S., suicide rates increased by 25% over the last two decades.
Yeah, every story that is running about this, and in print as well, has the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at the bottom, 1-800-273-8255. So if you ever need help, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255.
I'll try to pep us up a little bit here on a Friday. I cannot wait for this new Quentin Tarantino film. That's going to be next year when it comes out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They just landed Al Pacino. So Al Pacino,
he seems to be saying yes to a lot of stuff lately.
This seems like an awesome project, though. So he's going to play Marvin Schwartz, who's Leonardo DiCaprio's character's agent in the film.
Seems like a good role for him.
But DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Burt Reynolds, Timothy Olyphant, who I really like from Justified. I mean, this is a big-time cast. And, again, this is on the Manson murders. It's going to be released worldwide August 9th, 2009.
So, and didn't Burton Reynolds can't walk without the aid of a cane now?
Burton Reynolds in bad shape. But you just put him in a chair, man. Put him in a chair.
In the NBA Finals the other night, did you see the trailer for White Boy Rick?
Yeah, it looks good.
That looks really fantastic.
Matt McConaughey.
McConaughey's
good haircut.
In it.
Good haircut.
And apparently a true story.
I didn't know about it.
That a teenager went undercover in Detroit and broke a drug ring.
Say the youngest hustler ever, right?
Yep.
How about this? A man in Texas needed 26 doses of antivenom after being bitten by the severed head of a 4-foot rattlesnake. So here's a little PSA for you. If you decapitate the snake, stay away from it.
Yeah, my dad told me that.
The reflexes still work.
Early on, that he can still bite you.
Jennifer Sutcliffe from Corpus Christi told local Fox affiliate that her husband had been clearing the yard on Memorial Day weekend when he saw and decapitated a rattlesnake. But as the man whose name was not given picked up the snake to get rid of it, the head bit him and released an almost fatal amount of venom. Now, they said
that's fight to the end, man. You got to give it to the snake to still care enough to try to take you down.
Yeah, they halo flighted him to the hospital. Normal person gets 2 to 4 doses of antivenom. He got 26.
Wow. That's a pissed off snake.
They said since there was no body with the snake, it released almost all of its venom to him at that point.
Yeah, because
it's got nothing to lose.
It has nothing to lose at that point. It's not saving it.
Does this show you this is a spawn of Satan?
Absolutely.
I hate snakes.
Yeah. I wish the Cavaliers would come out with that much fight tonight.
Now, Rockstar, when I read through this article, I didn't get how you can actually get this, but it's talking about halitosis.
Yeah.
And there is a new way to check to see if your mouth is mini fresh. Chemists have developed a sensor which can detect halitosis, turning brown if it's time to swig some mouthwash. Now, it works by picking up hydrogen sulfide, the chemical which smells of rotten eggs and is a major cause of bad breath.
Okay.
Almost a third of people suffer from halitosis, which is usually caused by bacteria buildup. Now, similar sensors have been used to detect hydrogen sulfide leaking from industrial warehouses.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't really go into where you can actually get this, though.
I don't know. I think it's still in an experimental phase, but I think it's just like a breath spray or something like that, or something where you have something that you spit back out or something. If it's brown, you need to brush your teeth. You need to chew some gum. You need to do something. Because if it's turning brown, you're in trouble.
I think we're all real paranoid about that.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I try to floss a lot. I try to use mouthwash a lot. And you still don't know because I run across people at least every other day that have halitosis.
But not me, right?
I've never, honest okay. to God, never smelled it.
Because I worry about that more than anything. Because I do bump into people occasionally, and I hate talking to those people, and I don't want to be the person.
Even at restaurants.
But yeah, I was at a table literally the other night, and there was a guy sitting at the table next to me, and I know it was coming from him, but I was paranoid again. I think I've told this story before, but in a different scenario, but I was paranoid all night that it was me.
You could smell him, and you thought it was you.
Yeah, because it was so overwhelming. But I don't know if you had halitosis.
Telling people it's you. I think it's Lance, dude.
Can you smell your own halitosis?
I think to an extent, like, I'll tell you what will get you, floss.
Yeah.
You see how bad something smells in between your teeth, floss.
He gave us three.
Kind of weird here. Two Florida men had an unusual plan for getting some unwelcome house guests to leave. They allegedly exploded bombs to scare them.
That seems to be extreme.
Do I scare you?
Orlando prosecutors charged 56-year-old Bruce Steffenhagen and 37-year-old Nathan Martin with felony explosive charges after the two were arrested on Tuesday. Now, according to court documents, Martin told Orange County Sheriff's investigators that Steffenhagen wanted to kick people out of an apartment attached to his home. Told investigators he and Steffenhagen decided to explode two acid bombs in the yard to scare them enough to make them leave. Now, here's what I would ask. Why do they have acid bombs anyway?
If you heard a bomb go off in your front yard, like, oh, that's it, I'm moving.
I'm going to hunker down at that point.
I think I'd pack it up and leave if I heard a bomb go off, though. Okay, finally, I got some crazy ideas for you guys.
Okay, crazy ideas from Lance.
Number one, throw a not-going-away party for friends that you like who you're happy with and aren't going anywhere.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. You let people know while they're with you that you like them.
See, this seems like something Laurel would do. She's so positive. And just thinking outside the box that you would throw a not-going-away party. I like it.
We've got to get Laurel mic'd up so that she can be happy on the air when we're doing sad stories. She's always happy.
She could have done the Anthony Bourdain suicide story.
Smooth transition.
Another crazy idea for you. I love this one.
Okay.
The Bachelor should have a blind guy in their next season, so he chooses the winner, his future wife, only based on personality.
Okay, that's going to be rough. Because they're all the same. Can I steal a couple seconds with you?
But they all look good, don't they, for the most part? So, I mean, I don't think he can really go wrong, but it really would be based on personality.
Apple. But at that point, I mean, with the news that came out earlier this week about Miss America, they're taking out the swimsuits and the evening gown, and it's just going to be about self-confidence and the interview process.
So ridiculous.
Shouldn't all the judges at that point wear blindfolds or be blind?
I mean, I thought Miss America was always based on her looking really good.
I thought that was 90% of it.
Yeah, I mean, we want to see her in a bathing suit.
Would you do to end world hunger?
It used to be a beauty pageant, but why don't we do it like The Voice and just turn our backs to them, and you just go by their answers and their confidence.
Oh my God.
We do away with the pageant.
Or just do it on radio and have the judges listen.
Geez, three bills?
Okay, I got another crazy idea. To make shows with a laugh track funnier, instead of a sound of an audience laughing, replace it with the sound of just one guy laughing hysterically.
Brown. We miss Brown laughing.
He's our laugh track. I gave us a laugh earlier, though. I don't know if you noticed that. Typically don't. Another crazy idea. Here's a game show for you. Take a gorilla in a gorilla costume. and then a human actor in an exact replica of the costume and give a contestant 3 minutes to observe them and decide which he's going to be locked in a cage with for 15 minutes.
Whew. So you put a gorilla in a gorilla costume.
Yes.
First of all, how's that going to happen?
And then you put the same costume on
another
dart,
guy. Big tranquilizer dart.
And just watch them for three minutes and just like, okay, I'm going to go with A. I think that's
And I'm
human.
Not, if I'm the contestant, if I'm not 99.9% sure, probably not 100% sure I'm not getting in the cage. I'm tapping out.
I'm going to go with the one not trying to rip his mask off. Because I'm betting that gorilla is going to be trying to get out.
I'm sure the human.
Yeah, if you get a good actor in there.
Observed, it's like, this is what he does when he gets the suit on, so mimic him.
Good point. That's trash on the table.
Well,
brought
I've got
to you by
one more of those on the way that you and I might be good at. A show similar to The Price is Right, but instead of guessing prices of items, you actually guess how many calories are in a certain meal.
You'd be pretty good at that, I think. And you don't count calories. I count calories. You just work your butt off working out.
No, I think you kind of know what are in certain things.
Like yesterday, I left here and had a 3-egg omelet with the only thing on the inside of it was avocado and bacon. What's the calorie count on a 3-egg omelet, avocado, and bacon?
I would say 350.
Oh, see, that's not bad. I was thinking around 750. Now, I had a side of fries covered in gravy.
That's going to be about 1,000.
1,200.
That's Trash on the Table, brought to you by
our friends at TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call 815-9200 or visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com.
And they were good, too, man.
Where college football never ends.
The chip is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.